Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Future bank partners with Paymentology. Embedded finance platform Future Bank has partnered with Paymentology to offer banks and fintechs simplified integration to card issuing and processing services. SAIS and Alimity Bank join forces. SAIS and Alimity Bank have partnered to strengthen Italy's sustainable transition, supporting businesses in their investments to reduce environmental impact. FiBank launches Visa Platinum Business Debit Card. Bulgaria-based FiBank has announced the launch of Visa Platinum Business Debit Cards for managing company funds and bringing customers improved solutions. Maniga raises 15 million euros in Series D funding. Iceland-based Maniga, a personal finance management solutions company, has raised 15 million euros in Series D funding. Liberi secures $112 million in debt financing. UK-based embedded business finance solutions provider Liberi has secured $112 million in debt financing to support its expansion efforts. ClutchBet partners with Pavilion Payments. Omnichannel payments provider Pavilion Payments has announced its partnership with ClutchBet in order to integrate instant payments to the latter's customers. Revolut Pay introduces Visa Direct in Spain. Visa and Revolut Pay have launched Visa Direct, a solution allowing the latter's customers to send and receive money instantly through Revolut Send. Bold Commerce launches Bold Checkout. Canada-based Bold Commerce has launched its new dynamic payment feature, Bold Checkout, in order to offer customers a personalized checkout experience. Connex Pay increases payments acceptance in Canada with new tech. US-based paytech Connex Pay adds payments in Canadian dollars, CAD, to its virtual card issuing offering. Sage to offer Access Pay for augmented reconciliation processes. UK-based corporate-to-bank integration provider Access Pay has become a Sage-recommended solution, increasing frequency and accuracy of reconciliation processes. IXOPAY partners with Visa to support network tokenization. Austria-based payment orchestration platform IXOPAY has partnered with Visa to introduce support for network tokenization within its system. Cash-free payments launches Flowwise in India. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-free Payments has announced the launch of Flowwise, its payment orchestration platform, in the region. Motive Partners acquired control stake in Splitit. Splitit has voluntarily delisted from ASX after closing its first $25 million of $50 million growth commitment from funds that were advised by Motive Partners. O10TIX's new report shows a rise in ID fraud in the payments sector. Israel-based identity verification company AU10TIX has released its Q3 2023 Global Identity Fraud Report, which shows significant growth in ID fraud for the payments sector. JCB, IDEMIA, and SoftSpace launch JCBDC. Japan-based international payment brand, JCB, has launched the JCBDC, JCB Digital Currency, Phase 2 pilot project together with IDEMIA and SoftSpace. STX Corporation partners with AAA. STX Corporation has partnered with digital currency payment institution AAA to introduce digital currency payments on the TROLLYGO platform. Google adds BNPL options to mobile wallet. Google is teaming up with Zip and Affirm to offer buy now pay later options for U.S. consumers shopping with Google Pay. UK payments watchdog proposes cap on interchange fees. The payment systems regulator is proposing to cap cross-border interchange fees on credit and debit cards to protect UK businesses from rising costs. Motive acquires controlling stake in Splitit Payments. Private equity firm Motive Partners has acquired a controlling stake in Australian-listed BNPL outfit Splitit Payments. U.S. Faster Payments Council publishes new real-time payment APIs report. The U.S. Faster Payments Council, FPC, a membership organization devoted to advancing safe, easy-to-use faster payments in the United States, today published the Real-Time Payment Application Program Interfaces, APIs, report in its Faster Payments Knowledge Center. Vertex bids to acquire e-invoicing vendor Pagero. Vertex, Inc., NASDAQ. Verx, a global provider of indirect tax solutions, today announced that it has commenced a public tender offer for 100% of the shares of Pagero Group AB, Pubble, Pagero, at a price of 36 Swedish kroner in cash per share, equivalent to a total tender value of approximately $555 million. M2P FinTech acquires India's Goals 101. M2P FinTech, Asia's largest digital banking infrastructure company that powers the digital ambitions of banks, lenders, fintech and other financial services players, today announced the multi-million-dollar acquisition of Goals 101, the leader in transaction behavioral intelligence, TBI, in India and other geographies. Worldline Group's subsidiary obtains major payment institution license for Singapore. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, announces its wholly owned subsidiary, GCS APAC, has been granted major payment institution license by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Drive Now Pay Later, Klarna brings BNPL to Car Trawler's 250 partner travel websites. Klarna, the AI-powered payments network and shopping assistant, today announced an agreement with CarTrawler, the leading B2B technology provider of car rental and mobility solutions to the global travel industry. M&G Investments leads $30 million seed round in crypto startup GFOX. M&G Investments has led a $30 million seed round in digital asset trading startup Global Futures and Options, GFOX, ahead of its forthcoming go-live. BMLL expands North American data coverage to Canada. BMLL, the leading, independent provider of harmonized, historical level 3 data and analytics across global equity, ETFs and futures markets, today announced the expansion of their data coverage to include the Canadian market. TMF Group adopts Broadridge's Sentry Loan Administration Platform. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, announces that TMF Group, a leading provider of critical compliance and administration services, has enhanced its private debt and collateralized loan obligation, CLO, service capabilities with the adoption of Broadridge's Sentry PM, a cloud-based private debt and CLO portfolio management solution. Digital Token Identifier Foundation joins FCA's Digital Sandbox. The Digital Token Identifier Foundation, DTIF, created by e-trading software, ETS, to provide ISO standard identifiers for digital assets based on open data principles, today announced they have joined the Financial Conduct Authority's, FCA, Digital Sandbox. Justifi and Verifone partner to offer unified card present solution. US-based fintech Justifi has partnered with Verifone to introduce a unified card present solution, so that platforms can easily integrate payments for their customers. Bold Commerce launches Payments Booster. Canada-based Bold Commerce has launched its new dynamic payment feature, Payments Booster, in order to offer customers a personalized checkout experience. Sift unveils workflow simulation for automated fraud defense. US-based fraud detection provider Sift has launched workflow simulation to drive automated fraud performance with insights gained from simulating a working environment. KuCoin to pay a fine and shut down its operations in New York. KuCoin has announced that it will block New York-based users from its platform and has agreed to pay a $22 million fine to settle a lawsuit. Spendesk appoints Saint Fondahays as CEO of Spendesk Financial Services. Spendesk Group announces the appointment of Saint Fondahays as the CEO of Spendesk Financial Services. Trading Technologies reorganizes into 6 distinctive business units. Trading Technologies International, Inc. TT, a global capital markets technology platform provider, today announced the launch of 2 new lines of business, TT Compliance and TT Quantitative Trading Solutions, QTS, to further support the company's growth into new asset classes. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.